In a lot of ways, the Boston Celtics are still thriving from the trade that landed them a bevy of draft picks and players for franchise cornerstones Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett. And in a lot of ways, the Brooklyn Nets are still suffering from the decision they made all those years ago. And even though this team has had a chance to make a finals run after the fact, and has looked good in the time since that deal, it still feels like a failure in Brooklyn. And there are myriad successes in Boston. The Boston Celtics, of course, taking a trip to the NBA Finals last season after a trip to the Eastern Conference Finals in 2018 without then-star player Kyrie Irving. So let's take a look back at that deal. So the Celtics sent Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett to the Brooklyn Nets. And at that point, the Brooklyn Nets had a lineup of five players who had made all-star teams or would make all-star teams in the future. Deron Williams at point guard, Joe Johnson at shooting guard, at small forward, the team had Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett at power forward, and Brook Lopez at center. But the problem with trading for those aging stars was that they gave up a lot to do it. So in return, the Celtics received five players, four first-round selections, that's three first-round picks, and a pick swap. And the Nets were left without first-rounders for a number of years. So when that train ultimately crashed and burned for Brooklyn, there was nowhere left to go. So the Brooklyn Nets had a few years in purgatory after that team failed to make a deep playoff run and win itself an NBA title. So if you look at the Brooklyn Nets season-by-season history, that trade was made in the offseason after the 2012-13 season. And Brooklyn lost in the conference semifinals in the 2013-14 season as the sixth seed in the Eastern Conference. Then as the eighth seed in the Eastern Conference, the team lost 4-2 to the Atlanta Hawks in the first round. Then there's a coaching change. You have three straight years failing to crack 30 wins. They win 21 games in 2015-16, 2016-17, they go 20-62. And in 2017-18, they go 28-54. Then the next year, we see Kenny Atkinson continue as head coach of the Brooklyn Nets. And the team finally makes it back to the playoffs. The 2018-19 Brooklyn Nets, that was the fun team that everybody really liked on social media. You had D'Angelo Russell averaging 21.1 points per game. Spencer Dinwiddie off the bench with 16.8 points per game. Jared Allen giving the team solid minutes with about 11 points per game, 10.9 to be exact. And Caris LeVert, even though he got hurt during the season and missed over half of the year, averaging 13.7 points per game. And a lot of these guys are contributing on other teams. So Brooklyn makes the playoffs. They lose in the first round to the Philadelphia 76ers, which is understandable. Joel Embiid is a superstar and remains a superstar to this day, but they lose in a gentleman's sweep 5. And then by the 2020-21 season, the team finally looks like it can get over the hump. And they play a game 7 against the Milwaukee Bucks. And they can't quite do it. They can't put the Bucks away. Kevin Durant's foot is on the line for a buzzer beater 3. The Bucks move on. The Bucks make it to the finals. And even with Kevin Durant playing in the playoffs, the next season, the Nets get swept. And it's not looking up for them. The team is over the cap by about $70 million. In all of the trades they've made in recent years to really, in a way, try to rectify what the team did in 2013 and bring a championship to the borough, they're still dealing with reverberations from that deal. Because you make a deal like that to go win a title. You go trade for guys who have been stars in the league for a long time to go win a title. You sign Deron Williams, then one of the best point guards in the NBA. Like, there was a debate between Deron Williams and Chris Paul to go win a title. And you don't win a title. And years later, you make a big move, trading away the young core of your team that had brought you to the playoffs to sign Kevin Durant and sign Kyrie Irving to go win a title. And then you don't win a title. You trade for James Harden and you give up draft picks again. So the Nets, it's not enough that they traded all of those draft picks away in 2013. Right now they've turned around and not quite done the exact same thing because these two situations are not equal. Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett were aging stars to add to a core of players that the team had signed, not including Brook Lopez, who was drafted by the Brooklyn Nets, to go try to win a title. But now this team has traded picks for years for James Harden. And James Harden is no longer on the team. So in the future, this team, these picks are either wrapped up in pick swaps or they belong to another team over the next few years. So it's really going to be tough to dig themselves out of the hole. Meanwhile, on the other side, the Boston Celtics are making out like gangbusters. Every single year, this team keeps getting better. The organization is a well-oiled machine, and two of the picks the Celtics got from Brooklyn turned into Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum is an MVP candidate this year. So making a decision to part from not just franchise cornerstones at that point, but guys who have their number retired at TD Garden. And that's a hard feat. It's not easy to get your number retired at TD Garden, but Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett, that 34 and that 5 are both in the rafters, and they will always be in the rafters at TD Garden. So you trade fan favorites, guys who gave it all for the team, guys who were still getting you to the playoffs every year, and you decide to go on a rebuild, and you take those picks from the Nets, and now today, they're still reaping the benefits because they took a swing and knocked it out of the park. Now Jason Tatum, once again, is an MVP candidate, a perennial all-star, and this team has an excellent 1-2 punch in Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown, of course, drafted with the third pick in the draft. Jaylen Brown was the 2016 third overall pick out of Cal. So that's how far after the deal the Nets were giving up picks. And it's telling that the team was very quickly that abysmal. And the next year, the Celtics trade down from the one spot, allowing the Sixers to draft Markel Fultz, and they draft Jason Tatum at 3 in 2017 with the Nets pick. The Brooklyn Nets built the Boston Celtics, but by deciding to be smart and build a basketball team the right way without trying to take swings and miss, the Boston Celtics built themselves the right way.